The Voice of Jamaica.
Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Agriculture Ministry collaborates with Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, on biofuels research to identify plants that can be cultivated locally to produce fuels. And later, our proverb of the day. We'll hear more in just a moment. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Camille Guthrie.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be collaborating with the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, to research plants that can be grown locally to produce biofuels. State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Julian Robinson says the initiative will have positive impact on farmers as it will open up income-earning opportunities.
This would have positive implications for farmers who would have new income-earning opportunities and for the players in our transport sector who would have a more affordable alternative to imported fuel.
With this in mind, Mr. Robinson says the PCJ is encouraging entrepreneurship in the renewable energy industry.
At every step, we have sought to encourage entrepreneurship in this industry. And this is why in 2012, we made a number of renewable energy and energy efficient items exempt from GCT.
Energy plays a vital role in the social development of the country. And as Minister Robinson points out, partnership is important to address energy security in Jamaica.
The role of energy in Jamaica's social development and economic progress cannot be overstated. So even where there is competition, let us ensure that there is collaboration. If there is disagreement, let us ensure there is resolution, because our common futures depend on our ability to adequately address the issue of energy security.
State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. The proverb for this morning is, man not dead, no call him duppy. Translation, if a man isn't dead, don't call him a ghost. This means you're not to underestimate people.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that. Hey.
Energy
saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
That's a wrap for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.